research and good practice. So thank you for coming. And I'll leave Al to introduce the first number.
Okay, so Jacob is going to start us off with a piece called Leaning on a Lamppost, which I'm sure most of you will recognise. I'm just going to tune up first.
Thank you.
up again. There we go. The modern musician. There we go. Okay. William's going to take us on with a performance of I've Got My Eye on You, which is a theme from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Thank you.
following chord. Trumpet playing days when he was younger. There's a very famous, most trumpet players, I must say, book called Easy Winners that everybody does all of their grade material out of. But this is the original Easy Winners tune. Thank you. play you a piece of music originally written for the flute, but he's not going to play it on the flute. He's going to play it on a rather weird-looking instrument, which, do you mind holding up for us? Because this is not Louis' normal trumpet. Don't worry, Mum and Dad, I'm not going to make you ask him to get you one for Christmas, don't worry. This is a flugelhorn. Some of you may be aware of a flugelhorn. We've been in the brass ensemble. Four of the guys have been having a try this term for a couple of pieces on the flugel. The difference between the flugel and the trumpet, as hopefully you're about to recognise and hear, is that it makes a much more mellow, softer sound. Not necessarily quieter, just a more rounded, more mellow sound. Louis is going to play you a piece called Pavan.
Thank you.
piece of Duke Ellington, a piece called Sophisticated Lady.
Thank you.
Patrick. He's going to play you a piece called Sweet Georgia Brown.
Thank you.
play a piece called Some Might Say. Those of you who were into Britpop in the 90s will recognise this as an Oasis song. If you were a Blur fan, I'm sorry. Funny Blur song. But this is an Oasis song called Some Might Say.
Thank you.
Allegro and Siciliano, so two movements, two short movements.
Thank you.
second of our tuba players this evening. He's going to play you a piece that he's doing for his grade 5 exam next week. And that is called The Lady in the Tramp. Thank you. 7 next week. This is a piece by Leonard Bernstein, and it's called Rondo for Lifey. It was actually written about a dog, which is bizarre. Lifey is apparently Julie Holliday Skye Terrier. So there we go, if in case you were wondering, right? This is a piece that I definitely played, probably for my grade 7. Mr. Taylor seems to think that he's played it at some point. It's a real trumpet player's piece of music, and Jack is going to do a brilliant job. This is Rondo for Life.
Thank you.
So thank you for sort of putting up with all the tears and the tantrums when they happen, and we know they do. So thank you to you, thank you for coming. If you're still at Loose End later, go down to the Rock Gig. Quite different, quite noisy, but go down there. But otherwise, thank you to you, well done to the performers. If you could stack the chairs over there, because we've got another day of exams tomorrow, that'd be brilliant. But thank you and enjoy Easter when it finally comes. And thank you for coming.
Right. Life. Thank you, Jeremy.
That's okay. That's okay.
I'm just struck by the quality of that.
Really good, wasn't it?
Yeah, and you know, I mean, someone like Jack,